Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
You can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs being the first team in National Football League history to win back-to-back Super Bowls and go to the Super Bowl for a chance for a three-peat. The Kansas City Chiefs have just done something that's never been done, and the Kansas City Chiefs, Chiefs Kingdom Rocket, has gone past Pluto. The Chiefs win the AFC Championship 32-29.
We have on the line with us the color analyst for the Kansas City Chiefs, Danan Hughes. Danan, thanks so much for joining us. Man, and breathe it in. Man, you guys are living the high life in Kansas City. And it's an unbelievable ride. For the city and everything else, and for Chiefs fans across the nation. And there is something about us against the world. And I think for Chiefs, Andy Reid can sell that. He can sell that to his team, that it's us against the world. Nobody wants to see us win a third Super Bowl. Let's go out and show them how good we are.
Well, I mean, let's face it. I mean, the referees, we paid off every referee, and then we paid off all the other owners of every team because everybody's involved in the conspiracy. And Roger Goodell, he's on the payroll as well. I mean, like, we got everything locked down around the National Football League that has guaranteed us this amazing run. 2 Super Bowls now with an opportunity to make history. So, like, the conspiracy theories that are out there are amazing to me, and it just allows us, like you said, just to kind of soak things up, because whether we are the new villains, which Patrick Mahomes talked about last week, so be it. If we got to keep winning, and winning is going to produce us as a perception of being a villain, then I guess we're going to embrace the villain title and tag. So, I mean, I just love the fact, and I've been here since 93. I was drafted in 93, so I've been here over 30 years. We've had some debilitating losses. Some, you know, we went a stretch of 20 years where we didn't win postseason games. So, like, it's been long overdue to have the positive vibe and the positive aura that we have around the Chiefs Kingdom. So, everyone around here, we're just going to soak up this success and hope that we can continue on the historic path.
Well, you know, when I look at it, all I know is at the end of the game, you better be up by two scores versus the Chiefs. If it's one score, I'm not betting against Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs, considering how they always get it done. But you look at 2 years ago in Glendale, Arizona, a very entertaining game. Kansas City beat the Eagles 38-35. And to me, it was a Super Bowl classic whenever it's that type of game. But what can you remember about the Chiefs rallying? It was 24-14 at halftime, the deficit. And then all of a sudden, they take a 35-27 fourth quarter lead. And then the 27-yard field goal by Butker with 8 seconds left to win it. But that's why if it goes to one score, I mean, everybody, their sphincter starts puckering up. It's like, oh, no, I don't know. We're going to be able to handle this and stuff. So I said, the moral of the story, if you're not up by two scores at the end of the game, that the Chiefs are going to end up winning. It's just what they've done as of late.
Yeah, so here's the deal. We've been around this league, and you guys have been around and watched a lot of teams, good teams, teams that are supposed to be good. I mean, we've had years where maybe not while Patrick Mahomes has been the quarterback, but we went years where we were supposed to be at the bottom of the AFC West, never mind the AFC conference in general. And you had all these so-called experts that would take shots at us and and just kind of throw darts at us. And now we're in a situation where we are the cream of the crop of the AFC West and the AFC conference in general. And it's just because we know how to win games when there are a lot of teams that figure out ways to lose. And I always bring up this reference, especially over the last couple of years, of Brendan Staley was the coach of the Chargers. And he got a lot of flack for rolling the dice and going for it on fourth down. Heck, there were multiple games where we beat the Chargers when conventionally, if they didn't go for it on fourth down once or twice, they probably would have beaten us four or five times. But nevertheless, that's a perfect example of somebody figuring out ways to lose while Andy Reid, Steve Spagnuolo, Matt Nagy, before him, Eric Bieniemy, we are just an organization that has figured out ways to win. And if that means we're going to be down for most of the game and then have an opportunity in the final minutes to go ahead, what you see with the Chiefs is just an even-keeled mindset on the sideline. Nobody's throwing things. Nobody's complaining about not getting the football. No, you don't see Patrick Mahomes slamming iPads and screaming at players. Guys don't need to be separated. You don't see any of that. They take on the identity of the coach, and Andy Reid is what you see by Andy Reid. So, like, there's just that innate ability here with Kansas City that there's never a time that we're going to be out of it. Think about the Buffalo Bills game back in 2020 in the playoffs. 13 seconds left. People leaving the stadium. Heck, we were in the booth, and I was trying to think up some positives that we can end the broadcast with because we were just in line to lose that game. 13 seconds left, and we're able to drive the field to get a game-tying field goal. Like, there's just a knack, and that's what's special to watch with this Chiefs team, in knowing and being comfortable no matter where you are, no matter what's happening in the game, the ebbs and flows that we're going to figure out a way to win, and that's what they did last night.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when you look at, like, players stepping up and, you know, where they're drafted and, you know, their potential with a particular organization, Talk about individuals stepping up. Look at Xavier Worthy. I mean, here's as fast as they get in the NFL. 6 catches, 85 yards. And, you know, he scores for the Chiefs. But that's just an example that somebody, I'm telling you, is going to make a play for the Chiefs that, look who's made a significant play in the Super Bowl to help them win or to keep them in the hunt. It just seems like they always do that.
Danon, tell Bobby exactly how the Chiefs got Xavier Worthy. From which team did they trade up to get him? The Buffalo Bills. Think of that.
The two biggest blunders in draft history that involves the Chiefs or involves the Buffalo Bills is that they traded with the Chiefs and we got Patrick Mahomes, and they also traded with the Chiefs and we got Xavier Worthy. So although, you know, Josh Allen is an incredible talent, Bobby, you know that is better than anybody, I'm sure, as a former quarterback. Like, I'm sure they're probably regretting at least one of those transactions. Like, at least one of those transactions they would probably like to have back. But the fact remains is that you got a rookie. Rashee Rice went down early in the season, season-ending injury. We were scraping the bottom of the barrel in regards to weapons to surround Patrick Mahomes. We went on the block and got DeAndre Hopkins. Hollywood Brown was injured for most of the season until the last game of the year, the last couple of games of the year. We had guys shuffle. Sky Moore injured at the end of the season. Mecole Hardman out, injured as well. And now all of a sudden we had a resurrection at that wide receiver position, and Xavier Worthy has been the constant. Last week against the Texans, he's the only receiver that caught a pass. The only receiver that caught a pass in a playoff game. Travis Kelce and him and a couple of running backs. That was it. This week, he had those catches and that touchdown all in the first half and didn't have another catch or a touch in the entire second half of the game. Somebody else stepped up when it was necessary. So, and that's kind of been the DNA of this team, is that although Xavier Worthy has been one of the leaders and definitely been a bright spot as a rookie, and we appreciate the Buffalo Bills giving us that gift. I don't think they appreciate it, but I do. But yet at the same time, that's the fun thing about this team, is that we're able to watch different guys shine and still get the victories.
You know, it's a fun thing about, I was telling Mike this, about both teams. A lot of history, you know, I love history, and I'm looking at New Orleans. Both the Chiefs and the Eagles had their first ever Super Bowl appearance in New Orleans. Kansas City, yeah. Remember Hank Stram, Len Dawson?
Yep.
Played in the Super Bowl in 1970 at Tulane Stadium, the first Super Bowl in the Crescent City, to beat the Vikings 23-7 in the Eagles. And that was old Dick Vermeil and Jaworski, Jaws and all that, lost 27-10 to the Raiders in 1981. So, and you know, you always remember your first kiss and your first love. So it went really well for the Chiefs coming away with that big win when they didn't think they could beat the Vikings then, and they did, coming back to New Orleans. You know, ownership always looked at the Hunt family. Obviously, you know, the old man, I was not there anymore.
Yeah, Lamar.
But if you ever pass stories, oh, let me tell you about New Orleans and what happened there. And so a lot of history for both Philly fans and New Orleans and Kansas City coming to New Orleans.
Dana, one of the things, too, is that everybody here is about, it's where you pick in the draft. Look what the Chiefs have done over the last 3 years to retool this team, done 90% of it through the draft. Look where they're picking every year. At the bottom. But look how good Vesh has been able to get players each and every year, impact players via the draft. And that's football minimum wage when you get rookie players. I think that's a real big key to the success of the ongoing of this franchise, is because how well they have been able to draft. And they're not picking 5th or 10th or 15th. They picking
28,
that
29,
first
30th,
number is a 30, 3 32. Or 28, 29 in that range. That is, to me, the story behind the story with the Chiefs.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've seen throughout the course of history in the NFL, not many teams fare well, at least especially consistently, by trying to go the route of free agency and paying guys to come from other teams and building teams. What we've been able to do with the draft, and this is where you got to give credit to Brett Veach and the scouting department, is that, remember, when Tyreek Hill was traded, everybody thought that we were going to be the dreaded R word, the rebuilding mode. And what we were able to do is utilize those picks to get an all pro in Trent McDuffie, another pro bowler, or I should say all pro in George Karlaftis, or at least up and coming one. You got Sky Moore in that draft. You got Jalen Watson, who's a starting corner, really elevating his game to being a shutdown guy. Joshua Williams, another corner in that draft. You got guys that are in their third year, all they know is Super Bowls. And the great thing about this organization in roster building is that they throw those rookies to the fire. Like they put, like you mentioned, Xavier Worthy. He's been inserted in the offense the entire season. Trent McDuffie, George Karlaftis, Brian Cook. The list goes on and on. And there's one thing. It's one thing about drafting guys and getting the talent right. You definitely have to get the talent right. But it's also another thing to throw those guys out there, not make them part of packages, don't spoon feed them into the offense or defense. You throw them out there, coach them up, and then you get the rewards from coaching them up. So I give credit to the entire organization, the coaches that are coaching up the young guys, but then the guys that are evaluating the talent and getting them to the point that they can play championship football like they are.
Well, Dana, I'm going to let you go on this. I'm going to give you a homework assignment. You know what's the greatest thing that I've witnessed and to be able to handle adversity? Now, this is a dozen years ago. Steve Spagnuolo, Coach Spags, probably coached the worst defense in NFL history a dozen years ago, 2012 with the Saints, where he was horrendous. And then now he's with the Chiefs and what he's done. He's like he'd be a defensive coordinator in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Just look that up. That's not an opinion. So it's how you handle adversity and how you put the pieces of the puzzle together. It didn't happen in New Orleans, but it's happening with the Chiefs.
Man, he's done a fantastic job there. Dana, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We'll see you next week here in the Big Easy.
All right, Dana.
All right, looking forward to it.
All righty. The color analyst for the Kansas City Chiefs, Dana Hughes. You also hear him on the Big Ten Network. He covers. He's been, Bobby, played pro baseball with the Milwaukee Bucks, Brewers, and also played pro football. Not a lot of guys can say that.
That means he's a stud.